Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network on the road to Hershey. We are more than halfway there, right? We got first round in the books. We got second round in the books. We now got quarterfinals in the books. So we got final four games in the state playoffs Monday and Tuesday. And then the championships at the Giant Center in Hershey on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And a young man who will be in action in the semifinals and hopefully this weekend in Hershey, Nate Brazil joins us. He is our WPIAL Boys Basketball Player of the Week from your WPIAL two-time Class A champions, Imani Christian. Nate, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on your success, pal.
Thank you.
So, a lot of changes this year. You know, you had that tremendous dominant run, WPIAL championship last year, PIAA state championship last year. Then some changes, a couple of the players that were a big part of that team that you thought you might have back went elsewhere. Some new players coming in, a new coach coming in Kyrie Wilson taking over. At the beginning of the season, what was that all like for you returning players?
You're talking about the returning players that we had
now? Yeah, you and the guys who were on last year's team that came back this year.
If we had that team, obviously, we'll be unstoppable once again. But once people start leaving and we lost a couple players, I just felt like I had to stay loyal to my team. So I stayed there. We knew it was going to be all right still. We knew we were still going to be able to compete. So I stayed there and we back where we want to be. Not all the way, but we in the semifinals waiting to get to the championship. Hopefully we get there and win.
Yep. It would be a repeat performance like you guys had in the WPIAL championships. What about the coaching change? Were you surprised at that? And what's your thoughts on how Coach Wilson has done?
I was surprised on it, but honestly, I just thought of regardless, I'm going to have to play basketball. So even that spot, we missed our coach, our old coach too.
But Coach Foster, right?
Yes, sir. Miss Coach Omar. Thank him for everything he has done for us. But a new sheriff is in town, Coach Cook. He does everything that we need him to do, and we try to do everything he needs us to do.
Is it different? I mean, is his style different than what Coach Foster was?
It was way different. It is. One thing I can't say. Last year, we were more of a system team, so we played and move the ball a lot last year. This year is we're like a fast team. We get out and we press. So we're smaller, so we got to be more scrappier. So, yeah, last year and this year, it's a way bigger difference.
I like that description, scrappier, because, again, you did lose some bigs. But you guys, it hasn't slowed you down, even though you are more guard-oriented this year. Before we start talking about the playoffs, what about your game this year? How do you think it's grown here in your senior year, and how have you improved?
I feel like I improved a lot from last year to this year. Last year I was getting in a lot, but wasn't really like a star player on the team. Wasn't really talked about a lot.
Sure.
But got better over the summer, came back stronger, faster, taller, more hungry, because I knew I was going to have to step up for my team.
Do you feel that you've taken on a leadership role on this team?
Sure, I do.
Now, are you vocal leader, or do you try to lead quietly by example?
Kind of both. I'll talk here and there and tell them right and wrong stuff to do and what we need and what we don't need. But, I mean, I feel like the younger players on our team look up to me and just want to be where I'm trying to get. I'm still trying to get to where I want to go. But, like, I'm a great student.
Yeah, this next generation of Saints, I mean, they're wise to look up to you because of everything that you have accomplished, especially over the last couple of years. You've shown them what it takes, what you got to do to be a winner. Now a two-time WPIL winner, and hopefully by this time next week, a two-time PIAA state winner. You guys, and I think some people who maybe don't follow the program look at your record and think, eh, you know, but you guys have been here, there, and everywhere. You haven't lost to anyone in the district. You haven't even come close to losing to anyone in the district, to be honest. You guys, if I'm getting this right now, have been to Ohio, Philadelphia, South Carolina, Eastern Pennsylvania, back to Ohio, down to Florida. You guys have been here, there, and everywhere. Do you enjoy that kind of traveling around? I mean, it kind of gets you ready for the next level, right? But or at times where you're like, oh man, enough is enough.
No, I enjoy the moments because the more moments I'm not going to get back. I can't get back. So every moment with the team is a great moment.
And what was, not basketball-wise, take basketball out of it, but was there one trip in particular that was that you'll look back at years from now when you're looking back on your senior year, you'll say, man, that was a lot of fun, or that was pretty special?
I would have to say Montverde. Even though we went down there and didn't get the results that we wanted, it was a great experience because there was a lot of high-level basketball players in that tournament, and we got to play against them, compete against them. And once you feel like you can compete with the best, it just get easier and easier around the city and stuff.
I mean, that's what you want as a player, right? You want to be playing players that are better than you because that's what's going to make you better.
It give you a boost of confidence when you could go out there and try your best and at least show what you can do against high-level players.
Is it tough to retain your focus when you're out there traveling around and playing some of the best basketball programs in the country and playing some of the top talent in the state? And then you come back and you're playing WPIL games and you're winning very, very convincingly. Is it tough to keep your focus?
Not really, because we had goals at the beginning of the season. So we got to stay focused and locked in the whole season in order to get them goals accomplished. State championship and whip you. We got the whip you. We got conference. Now we need the state.
Okay. The trifecta with you got two down, as you mentioned, and one remaining. What was the similarities or differences in your victory at the Peterson Event Center over Neighborhood Academy a few weeks ago compared to last year's WPIL championship victory over Union? Were there a lot of differences, or was it kind of the same?
There were some differences because that team, TNA, they have a good team, and they're considered rivals to us. So it probably meant more in that it's a statement game.
Sure.
So we got to come out with this win. It's a team that competes with us every game. Doesn't win, but they compete with us every game.
So you tip your cap, but the fact is, you guys, they haven't been able to beat you. So, what about the playing at the Peterson Event Center and playing at the Giant Center, which you hope to be doing again for a second straight year coming up? Are they similar? Are they different? Oh, we might have lost Nate here for a second. All right, a little bit of a hiccup. Apologize for that. Nate Brazil of Imani Christian joining us. You've played now twice at the Peterson Event Center in the WPL Championships. You're hoping to play for a second time at the Giant Center in Hershey. Are they similar as far as sight lines and everything like that, the big arenas, or is there a difference between the two?
The Giant Center is more, it's a bigger arena. But last year, I wasn't able to play in the playoffs from transfer rule. So I didn't get the experience on the WPL or the state last year.
But so, you were there on the bench, right?
I was on the bench, yeah.
And you were shooting around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were drilling threes, right?
I was. I just wasn't able to get on the court with my team in the playoffs.
So, yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I completely forgot about that. So that really makes this run through the WPIL championship playoffs and championships and currently your run through the quarterfinals of the states even more enjoyable because you're not sitting there on the sidelines.
Yeah, I'm on the court this time. So.
Yeah, so you're making a difference. Let's talk about this past week. You made a big difference for the Saints. In the second round, you guys played Clarion again. You played them last year as well. You scored 19 points in the victory over Clarion, 79-45. Just talk about your game in that second round and what was working for you.
Getting to the hoop was working for me. I felt like when you get to the hoop early, everything else opens up and you find your rhythm. So I was getting to the hoop, getting fouled, and knocking down free throws. And was able to just keep adding on points to the scoreboard.
Is that something you try to establish early in every game, or does it really depend on how, what kind of defensive look you guys are getting, whether you can be aggressive, go to the rim, or not?
Well, yes. I always try to start off. I always try to start off and go get a bucket. But sometimes defenses, they come out on defense, like boxing ones and boxing triangle twos and stuff. So we just go off of – I go off of whatever the defense is giving me.
Okay. And I'm sure you're the center of attention in those junk defenses too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Takes you to the quarterfinals this past Friday against the District 10 Farrell. They gave you a little bit of a competition compared to some of the games that you guys have had. You win 70-60. You had a monster game, 27 points. Avery had 18. Just talk a little bit about that game against the Steelers and how effective you were.
Like same thing as round two. I start getting to the hoop, giving Jalen fouls around the room. Hit a couple trade balls, a couple three-pointers. And Avery stepped up. The one thing about that game, he stepped up. We needed him that game. And they game plan. They usually game plan for me and RJ, but they need to start game planning for Avery. He gives out buckets when we need it to. So that's what's important.
Yeah, he's had some big games in the postseason. No question about it.
He had some big games.
Yeah, he stepped up, no doubt. Would you rather have, if all things are equal, late in the game, close game, you have the ball in your hands, you're dribbling, would you rather pull up and launch a long three and nail it, or would you rather drive to the hoop, little dipsy doodle, get fouled, and go to the line to complete a three-point play?
I I think I would want to drill a long three.
That's more of an effective dagger, right?
It's a better way to send them home.
That's right. Now, do you pose? Do you hold the pose after you shoot it?
I follow through. You got to hold it.
Very nice. Very good. All right. So, you guys in action now, coming up the WPIL, or not the WPIL, the PIAA state semifinals. You'll be taking on District 6 Bishop Carroll. Do you know anything about the Huskies?
They shoot the ball well. We were at the game against... I was at the game against North Neighborhood Academy and Bishop Carroll. I seen that they shoot the ball well, so we're going to have to make them run them off, run off the line, get them to put the ball on the ground. But we played people like this already, so I think we are looking forward to this matchup.
How is your defensive game and really the overall defensive game for the Saints, in your opinion?
Our defensive game as a team is good, scrappy. So we like to, we'll come out and press until y'all are done. So we like to get out fast on people. Depending on, but it depends on who we play to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's a good enough team, we know we're going to have to sit down and play defense. And our coach always, he makes us play defense. You can't be on the floor unless you play defense,
basically. Yeah. Good rule of thumb. Scrappy again. That's twice you've used that word. That's a good descriptive word. Is that an aspect of your game that you personally feel you've improved on defense this year?
I feel like I improved on defense. I feel like I could always improve in everything else, defense included. But from last year to this year, I definitely improved from defense.
Okay, good. All right, we're visiting with Nate Brazil. Let's get to know him a little more. Let's ask him some fun questions. Are you a March Madness guy? Do you watch the NCAA tournament?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have two or three picks? You know, we're going to have our big draft, our big network draft coming up. You know, so do you have any tips for me? Can you help me out? Who are two or three teams that you really like?
One, Kentucky. I like Kentucky. This year, I'm liking Houston. Houston's looking a little good this year.
Despite the fact they lost the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. But, give me one more.
I'm going to probably go with
– are you going to say Duquesne?
No, not Duquesne. Probably – I think Kansas will be there.
Some traditional powers, Kentucky and Kansas, and Houston's really – had a strong program over the last few years. A lot of news lately concerning the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. Do you follow the Steelers at all?
I'm following them now. I used to, but not as usual. Nah. But they look like they're trying to do something this year. So I might watch a couple of games this year.
Do you give thumbs up or thumbs down to all their quarterback changes?
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. That's a double thumbs up. They're being aggressive, and I like what they're doing. All right, you got to rank these now. I'm going to give you a list of things. You rank them from your favorite to least favorite, all right? English, math, science. Rank them.
I'm going to go English. Science than math. Math, I'm good at math, but it gets hard sometimes.
Dude, I feel your pain, man. Me and math don't get along at all. In fact, I went to college. the college I chose because I didn't have to take any math classes. So, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know. So I feel you there. All right, rank these four. Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, as far as your favorite to watch.
NBA at number one, NFL at number two, MLB at three, and NHL at four.
All right. Three things, you rank them. Steak, chicken, seafood.
This is a hard one. I'm going to go steak, seafood, and then chicken.
All right. Rank them. Rap, rock and roll, country, or pop. Rank those music genres.
Rap, pop, rock and roll, and then country.
Oh, well done. Well done. All right, breads. How about bread? Wheat, white, Italian, or rye?
Italian.
Boy, that was quick. Italian one, do you want to rank the other ones, or is it no, it's just give you Italian?
Italian is the best one.
Okay, all right. How about these drinks? Pop, water, coffee, juice, or milk? There's five of them.
Water at number one.
All right, good. Healthy.
I'll take juice at second.
Okay, do you have a favorite kind of juice?
What's my favorite? Probably Arizona, probably watermelon or something.
Mango. Okay, all right. Pop, coffee, milk.
We're going to go pop less. I don't really drink pop like
that. That's good. That's smart.
We're going to go milk. What is that, number four?
Well, milk and coffee is three or four.
I'm going to go coffee at four and then milk at three.
Okay, that's good. You don't drink a lot of coffee, do you?
No, not really. No.
Okay, again, coffee, pop, do without it. That's smart. What do you prefer, fruits or vegetables?
Fruits.
All right, now, before we just throw away the vegetables, do you have a favorite vegetable?
Vegetable, I'm going to go. I like corn.
Okay. Do you like corn on the cob, or do you want just corn on the plate?
As long as it's seasoned, either way.
Okay.
Seasoned corn.
What's your favorite fruit?
Pineapples.
Pineapples, wow. We don't get too many folks rooting for or voting for pineapples. That's good. Favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
What flavor?
Vanilla.
Oh, nice. Are you a fan of the Shamrock Shake?
Nah, never. Okay. Nah.
All right. A simple no would have been fine. That's favorite snack, like a salty snack.
I'll go hot fries.
You'll go who?
The Chester hot fries.
Oh, the hot fries. Okay. You know what? I don't eat them as much anymore, but when I was your age, whoo, man, I was pounding those things. You mentioned ice cream. Now, do you prefer ice cream in a bowl or in a cone?
In a bowl. So I can put Oreos in it, stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can load it up. Three states that you've never been to that you think would be pretty neat to visit?
Do it got to be states, or can it be like Islands, anything?
I'll take Islands.
All right, so Islands. I want to go to, when I get older, Bora Bora.
Okay. You know, Hawaii is all islands, if you want to throw that in there.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Okay.
Now, one thing I would love to visit is Jamaica.
So. Okay. How far was Florida the most south you've been?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like Pop-Tarts?
Yes, cinnamon. Cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
Cinnamon Pop-Tarts?
Cinnamon.
Now, do you toast them?
Here and there sometimes. Usually when I eat Pop-Tarts at school, they don't let us do it. So.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay. But if you had your preference, you'd throw them in a toaster.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Do you drink Kool-Aid at all?
I do, but I don't buy. I stay away from Kool-Aid a lot. So.
All right. So you're too healthy for me. I mean, that's...
If it's in the kitchen, I'll get some. But
now, do you have a favorite flavor? Even if you don't drink it a lot, what's your favorite Kool-Aid flavor?
The tropical punch. Tropical punch.
Okay. One last one. Popsicles, fudgesicles.
Popsicles.
Do you have a favorite flavor there?
It might be blue raspberry.
Okay. Very nice.
Or green apple. Some of them got green apple in there, so I might take green apple.
Ooh, green apple. Huh. All right. Are you a bubblegum guy?
Yeah, I chew gum.
Now, do you blow the bubbles?
Yes.
How big have you gotten a bubble?
It was big. Probably it'd take like 3 pieces of gum.
Wow. So, I mean, when it collapsed, did it just go all over you?
Yeah.
All right. Then you got to take the piece out and you got to dab it and get all this stuff. It's an ugly mess. Nate, we appreciate the visit. Great getting to know you. You've had tremendous success here this year, especially in the postseason. Congrats on your WPIL trophy. Now let's go see if you can add to it with a PIAA championship, your second one at Imani Christian. We wish you the best, pal.
Thank you.
All right. Nate Brazil. Go ahead.
Good achievement. So tomorrow, I'm only 5 points away from my 1K. So I'm going to go for that tomorrow.
Easy. Well, very good. That's awesome. So you're sitting at 995.
Yes.
All right. That's awesome. Well, I think barring injury, you're pretty much a lock to get to hit 1K. But before you get there, let me say ahead of time, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck against Bishop Carroll, and hopefully good luck at Hershey as well.
Thank you.
All right. Getting ready to set a record. Nate Brazil of Imani Christian. Well, he's been fantastic, as the Saints have been all year. They've just totally dominated. 19 on Monday, or on Tuesday, last Tuesday in the second round. 27 on Friday in the quarterfinals victory over Farrell. And now Bishop Carroll coming up, the District 6 champs for Imani Christian. And kudos to Nate, about to hit 1,000 points in his career. All right, let's take a look at what's going on as far as, we'll look at Class A, 2A, and 3A here in this podcast, Team of the Week podcast. We'll talk 4A, 5A, 6A. Boys are doing well. It's been a struggle for the girls in the PIAA playoffs, but the boys are doing really well in Class A in the quarterfinals on Friday. Only 2 WPL teams, Union, one of them. They lost to Bishop Carroll, 80-73. whereas Amani Christian, as we talked about, 70-60 over Farrell. On Monday, Amani Christian against Bishop Carroll. That game's at Hempfield High School at 7 o'clock. The other semifinal game is Linville Hill taking on Berlin Brothers Valley, the District 5 champions, at Shippensburg at 7 p.m. The other in Class 2A, if I can find that here we go. In the quarterfinals, three WPL teams, two of them facing each other, Fort Cherry Jeanette and Fort Cherry, a winner, 70-60 over Jeanette. So the Rangers move on to the semifinals where they will play the team they lost to in the WPIL semifinals, Aliquippa, 68-44 winners, big over Red Bank Valley. Quips and Rangers at Pine Richland High School on Tuesday at 5:30. Philadelphia Constitution taking on Holy Cross. That's the other 2A semifinal game at Bethlehem Liberty High School on Tuesday at 7:30. And finally in 3A, actually we probably should be doing the Monday games, right? Yeah, let's do that because the Tuesday games, no, it doesn't matter. All right, let's go back. Tuesday games, I'm confusing myself as I speak. In Class 3A, two WPL teams entered the quarterfinals. They both lost. WPL champion Deer Lakes falling to Franklin, 83-66, and Mohawk loses to Girard, 70-50. So it's District 10 sweeping District 7, and it's an all District 10 semifinal matchup in 3A. Franklin 23-5 taking on Girard 26-2. Girard beat Franklin in the D10 finals. That game at Edinburgh University at 7 p.m. Penn West Edinburgh University. The other 3A semifinal, Devon Prep taking on Math, Civics, and Science. That is a couple of, let me just guarantee that, District 12, yep. And those two teams met in the District 12 championship. Yes, with Devon Prep beating Math, Civics, and Science, the Mighty Elephants, in the District 12 championship. So District 10 on the west, District 12 in the east, in the semifinals in Class 3A. Thanks to Nate Brazil of Imani Christian, our boys basketball player of the week. Thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live, High School Sports Network.